I think there are three groups of people on Valentine's Day. There are those who are in a relationship, those who aren't and don't want to be, and those who wish they were. Today we're focusing on that last group. A Pew Research study from 2020 found that 49% of Americans who are single want to be in a relationship. That means there's millions out there ready to mingle, right? So why is dating and finding a significant other so hard if there's so many other people who share their want for a partner? I'm certainly no expert, but that doesn't mean I can't get an answer. This Valentine's Day, on a quest for advice, I spoke with professional dating coaches and asked for their help figuring out what it takes to date in college. First up is Carrie Prince. Prince identifies herself on LinkedIn as a matchmaker, a dating coach, and an expert in people problem solving.
My name is Carrie Prince. I grew up in Southern California, and my background is actually in leadership development. I got my MBA from UC Davis, but I always had an interest in especially online dating. I did a bunch of it myself on and off for about 10 years. The biggest thing that I see is that the way that many people are considering, quote, dating at that age is not really a traditional sense of dating. The gamification of these apps, and there's a lot of great research right now going on about what it's doing, is kind of forcing dating into a much more casual space. It's kind of a space where people are a little bit more disposable. And I think that that is a bad thing in some ways. You know, the number one thing we work on really in date coaching too is authentic communication about what you want and being the example for what you want to see. So if you're not comfortable with hookup culture, then don't participate and be really open and communicative about that, because you will attract the people that also feel that way. If you are really having fun and open and experimenting and that's who you are, great. Like, I have no judgment on that. Hookup culture all you want. But if you are desiring something that's a little bit more serious and monogamous and, quote, traditional, then there are other people like that too.
And last up, but certainly not least, we have Lori Mendelson, a seasoned dating coach who's been featured on iHeartRadio, NBC, and NPR.
So my background is I have been doing matchmaking since the tender age of 19. I started introducing people when I had an intuitive feeling. It resulted in tens of couples getting married and having children and great-grandchildren. I'm going to speak from a 67-year-old's viewpoint, John, because that's who I am right now. And I would like to speak to my college-age self.
Right.
And the way that I felt. And the knowledge that I have now is, I would say that dating should be, I say this to all my clients, dating should be fun. Dating should be that you are hanging with someone and getting to know them and seeing how you feel around them. And seeing how you two match, you should not look at it as, I've got to meet someone. I have to find a means to an end. I really want to get married. I really want to have children. It should be a real, because that puts a lot of pressure and a lot of expectation on people. Right. But with that, it's imperative that people are upfront about what their intention is. If they're looking to actually build a relationship with someone, I think it's important to convey that. If they're looking for a hookup, I think they should convey that. This is what I teach my clients, is ownership. Let's say, John, I'm speaking to you. John, I'm having a little bit of resistance in our communication, and I'd really like to work on that. And here's how I'm feeling about specific things. Versus the way that a lot of people do things is, John, you know, you never communicate, which makes you shamed and completely throws you off kilter because it's making you feel bad about yourself.
So what did we learn? Well, be honest and don't try to be someone you aren't. Sounds simple, but we let it get away from us too often when dating. And according to all these experts, accountability is pivotal and it's one of the best ways to take a relationship to the next level. Apologize when it's your fault. Use I language, not you language. If you found yourself single this Valentine's Day, don't stress it. With advice from these professionals, hopefully you find yourself locked up next February. For WNUR News, I'm John Ferrara.